accompanied by the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya performs Sankirtan, the chanting of Krishna's holy names, day after day. And seeing Lord Chaitanya, everyone became blissful. But still, no one could understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Seeing the Lord's very wonderful ecstatic trances, everyone was filled with wonder. Whenever he trembled, 100 men could not hold him still. From his eyes flowed hundreds and hundreds of rivers of tears. The bodily hairs upon his golden body stood erect. Moment after moment, he would loudly laugh, and sometimes he would fall into an ecstatic trance and would not move for 3 hours. And returning to external consciousness, he would say nothing but Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. At one moment, his limbs would become stiff like pillars. At another moment, they suddenly would become soft like butter. Seeing these wonders, no devotee thought that Lord Chaitanya was an ordinary human being. Someone said, he must be a partial incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Someone else said, Lord Krishna enjoys pastimes in his body. Someone else said, perhaps he's Sukadeva Goswami, or Prahlad, or Narada Muni. Someone said, I think his presence will break apart all our calamities. The devotees' wives said, he is Lord Krishna, having taken birth amongst us. Someone else said, I think he's an incarnation of the Supreme Lord. In this way, each person expressed the opinion in his heart. When Lord Chaitanya returned to external consciousness, everyone embraced him. No one had the power to describe his weeping. Staying with his close friends, the Lord said, I now wish to reveal my heart to you. I wish to tell you of my sufferings. Lord Chaitanya said, my sufferings have no end. Why? The devotees asked him. And the Lord said, because I have found and then lost Krishna, who is my dear life. The devotees were thrilled to hear this secret. Full of faith in his words, they sat down on all four sides around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as he explained further. The Lord said, there is a village called Kanai Natashala that I visited when I was returning from Gaya. In that place, I saw a handsome boy who was dark. His complexion was like that of a tamal tree. His charming hair was decorated with new gunja berries. And upon his head was a splendid peacock feather. And he wore a necklace of glistening jewels. I have no power to describe him. His hand held a beautiful flute and very charming anklets, ankle bells, decorated his feet. And decorated with jeweled ornaments, his arms defeated sapphire pillars, the Srivats mark, the Kastuba jewel, and a dazzling jeweled necklace all shone on his chest. And how can I describe the effulgent yellow garments that he was wearing?
How can I describe the makara-shaped earrings that he had? How can I describe his lotus eyes? Smiling and smiling, he approached me. He then embraced me, and he ran away.